Center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. My name is Tina. How can I help you today?
Hello, ma'am. You're the claims department for Nation Safe Driver, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if it'd do any good in giving a policy number for insurance on the spot, which is one that I'm going to, you know, speak
okay,
about.
Okay, so why don't we start? Why don't we start with why are you calling, ma'am?
Because I have two receipts to be able to turn on, and insurance boss says even that they let me be believing that I could be able to bring it into their office in Chicago, and then they said, no, you can't. We will not be giving reimbursement that way. You got to call Nation Safe Driver, which is your phone number, 877-760-1477, which they connected me with, but they're phony as anything could be. For the towing service, which when I had national, some other towing, insurance company before, which I hadn't left them.
Okay. So I'll be happy to help you with that today. What is your name?
My name is Kimberly, and the last name is Scott. It's S like in Sam, C as in Charles, O, P, just one C like in purple. Scott, just call me Kim.
Okay.
And you want me to have the policy number, you let me know when you want that.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, that policy number was both of your insurance spot is 425-847.
Okay, let me try that. Bear with me for one moment.
Thank you. I know you're going to be helpful in trying to spot tourism. I'm wondering what does it pass it on to the other, you know?
Okay, so I'm not getting anything from that particular number. What is your address?
It has been. I'm no longer there, but the address for this policy has been 440 North 3rd Avenue, Apartment 2, Des Plaines, Illinois, 60016.
Okay, thank you. Let me try and look it up that way, Kim.
Thank you very much. What's your first name?
Tina.
Nina?
Tina. Tina.
Oh, T-E-A-N-N-A?
No, Tina, T-I-N-A.
Oh, Tina, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Tina, thank you.
All right. And I'm just, right now, I'm just trying to find the right policy. So just bear with me for 1 second.
And this is the first time they gave me your number. I'm not lying. And they sent ridiculous emails that cannot be, we can't do anything with the emails. It just shows you HMMM, the cloud looking above it, cannot locate anything. There's just a phone company. I'm sure you answer. I'm not the only one that spoke to that.
All right. Kim, what is the year make and model of your vehicle?
It's been a 2001 Lexus View.
Okay.
UE, I believe.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said that this was the old address. So what is your new address?
I'm homeless. I have a post office box. But
okay, that's fine.
The other person that has the car over there is still at that address.
Okay, so is it fine to have the checks sent there? Because the reimbursement is going to come in a form of a check sent to the address on file. So I can change it to the P.O. box if you'd like.
Oh, well, my things would get transferred when they come to there. But also myself.
Oh, it does.
And
okay.
The other person on the policy, he has what do you call it? Did I have a ticket for a tow? I'm not a ticket. What do you call it? I have a piece of paper for a towing service that I have done, and then he does as well, too.
Okay.
That's for Albert Irwin.
Yeah, it doesn't show up, Albert. It's the same vehicle. What is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a 2001 Saturn View. My last word is spelled V as in Victor, U-E. That's an echo.
2001 Saturn View, you said?
I'm sorry. I got that wrong. It's the other different car. The 2001 Lexus View. It's
okay.
L-E-S-U-S View. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I saw that one. I'm like, well, that's not a Saturn. All right. And is the other receipt in that same vehicle?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we'll have
because
to open up two different claims.
Pardon?
Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, the reason I had it and having the tow when the brakes were kind of the bad thing, I had it go over to the side of the road in the town of Morton Grove, Illinois. It's because, and she was kind of bad, was no problem. The police officer that came to try to help me, it seemed that I was, pulled over. He says, we just had to get the car out of the road, And it wasn't just on the road, it was on the curb, by the curb. I thought it was safe. He's like, it couldn't have it sitting there too long at a time. So it was before I could be able to have somebody from insurance on the spot have a tow, even though now I find out they don't do tows.
Okay, well, I can give you all that information, Kim, if you'd like, so that the next time if you ever needed a tow, you would be able to call for it.
Great.
Do you have a pen?
I sure do. I had everything been writing down. Thank you, Tina. Go ahead.
You're welcome. So, excuse me. Let's start off with the dispatch number. This is the number you're going to call when you need a tow or a lockout or something like that, okay? So it's going to be 877.
877-760-760-1477. Oh, that's the number I was already given.
That was the number what?
Right.
No, but that's for your dispatch.
I was already given.
Yeah, that's your dispatch number. So if you're on the side of the road, that's the number you have to call, because we close at 5 in the claims part. Mm-hmm. Who you're just calling now, we close at 5. So you would call that 877 if you were broke down. Now, let me give you a couple numbers so that if that was ever to happen, you could call and get service. So your member number, Kim.
Okay,
it's going to be.
And you know, you're the only one that's giving me this stuff, not the insurance company at all.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. They sold you the policy for roadside, and then they don't give you the information. I just don't understand that. Anyway, so.
They're a crazy company. Mm-hmm. Okay, member
right.
number, please. Thank you.
Member number is going to be D as in David, A as in apple, so D A. 144.
1-4-4 555-43. I'm going to read it back to you, Tina. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
D as in David, A as in apple, 1-4-4-5-5-4-3.
It's 3-5, so it's 555-43.
Oh, okay. Let me just do this again.
So it's DA 144.
555-43.
Okay, got that written down.
Let's
see.
1-4-4-3-5-5-5-4-3. Okay,
yeah,
that's
perfect.
The number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now your producer code.
Producer
gonna be,
code.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me write it down.
Mhm.
I have multiple sclerosis, mostly in my brain, so I write all the things that they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So,
I don't have anything, but I still have to write things down to remember them sometimes.
Really, and I got no tell lower the house, and I'm not where I had been living. I'm staying with a friend of mine. But
okay.
Yeah, producer code number is what?
16819.
16819. That's a producer code. What's the producer code?
Well, it's going to be an access code for you to get into the computer, because basically what you're going to do is you're going to take a picture of the receipt and download it onto the claim, okay?
Oh, and that's it. Wait a minute, just 1 second. There's nowhere local to be able to go to, because but they're lazy. You write your nowhere local to be able to bring it into. And with me, with what you just mentioned about MS melting in my brain, I have a laptop right in front of me. I have no idea how to be doing that. And
okay,
also,
well,
the other,
I can give you the address, ma'am.
Right,
okay. I can give you the address, but that's how we get our copy of our receipt. Maybe there's somebody around that knows how to do stuff like that. The last bit of information, Kim, I'm going to give you is your plan letter.
And that is
K as in kite, R as in Robert.
Uh-huh.
So KR.
KR, plan letter. Okay, KR.
All right.
I tell you this, I've never recommend insurance on the spot for anything because they're phony. They haven't done anything, of course, other than take the payment, you know?
Yeah.
So
Kim.
But they would get this done without doing that scan, which I don't know. I have any idea. I've got a laptop right in front of me. I'm smart about a lot of things on internet stuff. I have no idea how to do that.
So, Kim, the only other way for you to do it is to email a picture of it or to do copies and mail them in to us. So that's the only other way if you can't do it on your computer or your phone.
Okay, I could take copies and send. I can make copies by sending with my phone.
Okay, that's fine.
That would be helpful. Except the one that I have, I don't know about. I haven't been with the other person on the policy for a while, but we're in touch with each other on the phone. But and he doesn't know anything about internet or anything about a lot of different things.
But
take a picture.
So, what is the date?
Then,
what is the date of the tow?
Of this one we were towed. Just 1 second, okay? Thank you. 1 second, please. I'll be right back with you. Well, I'm going to take the phone.
Okay, no problem.
It would have been great that I could have gotten that insurance spot at the time when I was. I might have it in this bag. I have a lot of different notes all over, so I'm hoping I do. The other one was on August 5th, but that's for 100, but mine.
August 2nd.
The other power people. No, yeah, but that's not the one that I have had. Yeah, I'm looking for. I'm looking really sharp for it. Hope that they don't have any reason for being late, right? They don't have any reason for end up being late.
I don't understand the question.
For being late, they hadn't, because I've been trying to get some insurance here on the spot, and I've just been kind of lollygagging around before they wanted to give me your numbers, like I just did today. Really told me to come into them to bring it in.
If it's not longer than 90 days or 60 days, it should be okay.
No, it isn't at all. So I know I'm going to be finding it looking down off my papers. I'm staying with somebody right now. I have my paperwork with a lot of different things around at home. Like, I don't like to be spotting things, but I was like, I am. She's not saying I am, but I feel like I am. And I usually help them in pretty good order. So. But as long as it's not more than 90 days, that's good. So I can't locate that right moment. But I was having it out, so I know I'm going to come across fine. So, because I have so many notes, I don't throw stuff away until I know I can.
Mm-hmm.
So I got so much notes hanging around my friend's home. And I go, oh, my gosh. And since this is my MS, it's also in my brain. It takes me, you know, it's like mass confusion. And I hate that. But it is what it is. But you told me, Tina, not more than 90 days, or if it isn't, neither one of them are 90 days at all. So
okay,
that's
perfect.
Great. So, but it has to be either taking a picture of sent in an email to you. I'm going to find out your email address.
Okay, sure.
Let me know when you
okay. Well, you didn't tell me the date, Kim, so I was still waiting on the date on that, but we can put today's date if you want.
I haven't come across.
Okay, that's okay. We'll just put today's date. We'll just put today's date. No problem. Now, Kim, would you like to receive electronic notification if there's any changes in this claim status?
Would I have to what?
Would you like to receive electronic notification if there's any changes in this claim status?
Yes, but I have to put this claim into you first before doing so. So I guess you wanted to know my email address. I wanted to know yours so I can... You do the thing about taking a picture of it. And then
okay, I'll give you our email address, but just let me go through the process. What's your email address?
Okay. Mine is S like in Sam, C as in Charles, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, P as in Papa, P as in Papa, S as in Sam, @gmail.com. I'll let you repeat it if you want.
So I've got S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, O as in Oscar, P as in Peter, P as in Peter, S as in Sam @gmail.com.
Oh, I meant to say, I'm sorry. After the letters is 67 @gmail.com.
Okay. All right.
I've got too much in my mind.
Yeah, it happened.
I should just learn about it. They were phoning about this whole thing. Couldn't have done any claim with them. Seems to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I do have a claim number here for you.
I'm going to write that one down. The claim number is...
It's going to be 124-...
124-...
1135...
1135
2809
two, eight. Okay, I have 124-1135-2809.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Now, the email, if you're going to email it, if you're going to take a picture of the receipt and email it, you're going to use the claim number in the subject line, okay?
Claim number in the subject. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Now, the email is going to be G as in George.
Is it lowercase, probably?
Yeah, lowercase. C as in cat, so it's GC at. NationSafeDrivers.com. It's all one word.
Driver with an S or just driver with a driver?
Drivers with an
S.
Yes, ma'am.
.com. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. It's G as in George, C as in cat. At nation and with an S, nation safe word, nation
so
and safe. Yes.
It's nation, yeah, safe, right.
Driver, and then, drivers.com.
Right, perfect, yeah. NationSafeDrivers.com.
NationSafeDrivers.com, and what is your, oh, that's right, you're Tina. Thank you very much, Tina. You've been very helpful. So I got to take a picture of the two to be able to send them.
Yeah,
it's like a sleepy, like it's attachments, right?
Right. Yes, ma'am. To that
and
email.
What is the other way as well, too? I just want to know, in case I can have somebody that I'm staying with that knows a lot of things about internet stuff. What is the other way that could
be done? Sure. So the other way is going to be through our website, right?
Oh.
The website is going to be in, as in November.
Okay, that's right, website.
S is in Sam. D is in
okay,
David.
Okay, tell me that website again. No, tell me the whole
okay,
thing.
So
start it over again.
Okay, so it's just N.
Like
N like November or Nancy, yeah.
Okay, and this is all
S
small
and
letters.
Sam, yes, ma'am, all lowercase. D is in David.
Okay.
M is in Mike. C is in Charlie.com.
I'm going to read it back to you. It's N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, D is in David, M is in Mary, C is in Cat, or Charlie, rather, .com.
Right. And that'll pull up our website. You go ahead, once you go in, you'll go into the member claims part. Once you pull up that website, you'll put in that claim number that I gave you with the dash. And then you'll put in the access code, which is the same as your producer code. That's your access code, too.
And then that is... got the claim number 124-1135-2809.
Right.
And then the, on the other side of the paper, the producer code is 16819.
Right. Perfect.
And I know my the member ID number is D as in David A 144-555-43. It's not like it'd be okay if I put knowledge information in.
You
know,
you don't need that number. You don't need the member number. You're just going to need the producer code to get into this claim. So once you pull up the website, you're going to put in the claim number, the producer code. It's going to give you access into this claim. It's going to do the same thing. It's going to ask you to take a picture and download it onto the claim. If you do it through the website, it just happens a little faster. Now, once we receive the receipts, please allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. And once it's processed, a check will be sent out to the address on file.
There's no problem with the address and file. And can I give you my, it's a post office box. It's set up.
Yeah, absolutely, you can.
Okay, so I'll give it to you just a moment, please. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you for your patience, Tina. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Be right back. Thank you,
Okay. So, okay, P.O. Box, what is it?
And then Kimberly Scott. Okay, you know, the post office, the address is 4950 Madison Street. It's M as in Mary, A, D as in David, I, S as in Sam, O, M as in Nancy Street. The post office box is 671. And that is in the town of Skokie, S-K-O-K-I-E, Illinois. And the zip code is 60077.
Okay, so it's P.O. Box 671. It's in the town of Skokie, which is S-K-O-K-I-E, Illinois. And the zip code is 60077.
Mm-hmm. And you want to repeat to me the address, too? That is the post office itself.
Yes, absolutely. And then the address is going to be 4950 Madison Street. And that's M-A-D-I-S-O-N Street.
Right? Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
You know something? You've been very, very helpful with this. I only just found out today, you know, like why I wasn't getting anywhere with that chair on the spot phony company. They really are phony. I mean, for being that I've had for them literally let me be saying on this email that they sent us of can't reach this page, okay? It's to put in the claim. And then they've done this a few different times, sent me that stupid thing, phony type of email. And that they tell me, you really should come into their office, they would bring that in. And that was going to be a waste of a trip.
Well, Kim, unfortunately, I don't work for your insurance company. I work for Nation Safe Drivers. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry about that. Maybe you need to go and speak to a supervisor in that particular company.
After I get the phone taken care of,
Yeah.
Doesn't have to do with you guys at all. It's just a dang shame, and I could just imagine we're not the only members of that church company that came across the same problem, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's not, but...
So you've been really helpful with me. If I have any other questions, and I have your phone number, let me for sure. You're 877-760-1477. Nation Safe Driver. If I have any questions about how to get this thing done, since the person I'm staying with temporary, she knows how to do a lot more of internet, and also I can go to a place that I get some assistance with for things when I've got some stuff on my mind and to help me with things to be able to get things done. They could as well, too, to get this done for me.
Absolutely. You can give us a call back at any time if you need any assistance.
And is it a very common thing? Thank you, Tina. Is it a very common thing that other people call from just all of a sudden finding out your number?
Not usually, ma'am. Generally, they haven't.
Of all the times I've called into this darn thing, and I usually have... whatever it was, national something, different car insurance for a different car before. Mm-hmm. The whole totally, totally different thing. They were never phoning. It would come, if a car needed to be towed back, they'd bring it back and it's already going to be paid for from the insurance company. Mm-hmm. Like normal, you know?
Right.
It was called a free tow. And this one comes to company because it's free tow too, but they just make up a story. Anyways, I'll let you go. I mean, you've got other people you've got to
talk. All right. Now, Kimberly, thank you so much.
You.
Now we have done the claim. Is there anything else I can assist you with today before we let before I let you go?
No. I know that if you have in other places, you can call back to you or find the information that I read.
Absolutely.
That was just kind of my friends I'm staying with. And you can great. And if they want to send me any type of, my input, you know, on a thing of, I don't have the wording right now for a survey. Yeah, to see how you were. I would definitely have no trouble filling it out.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you have a great day. Thank you for the other
you
people.
Too.
Okay, thank
you,
you
too. Take care.
Okay,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.